So the question was asked, when we speak about truth in halacha, we have circumstances that seem to be paradoxical, where if a court has a unanimous vote that a person gets a death penalty, then he won't. And if there's one dissenting voice that says he should not get the death penalty, then he will. So what happens if 22 people have already voted he should get the death penalty, and you're the 23rd, and you believe he should get the death penalty, how should you rule? Okay, that's an example of the question. Another example of the question, okay? You bought meat to feed your dog, and you know the meat's not kosher. Okay? In walk your two neighbors, Joe and Jack, and they come to court and they say, we hereby testify that meat is kosher. And you say, that's funny. I bought that meat. That's not kosher meat. I bought it for my dog. The court believes the two witnesses. They don't believe you. So now, your daughter's wedding is that evening. Can you serve that meat? The two witnesses said it's kosher. The court just ruled it's kosher. How does that work? Right? Is it kosher just because the court believes the two witnesses? So Rambam tells us a rule. Rambam says we have a system, and the Torah told us to work with the system. Does that mean that the system is perfect? Well, it's perfect with one more factor, God. Okay? So, let's break it down. Case number two. You know the meat is not kosher, for argument's sake. And the two witnesses say it is kosher. And anyone that asks the court, is that meat kosher? The court will say, I have two kosher witnesses. I question them. Sure, the meat's kosher. The court is legitimate in saying that. Are you legitimate in serving that at your daughter's wedding? The answer is no. The fact that the court has to work with the system, that's true. But that doesn't mean the court is perfect. Now, let's ask another question. You go to a store and you buy food. And the store has a hechsher, and it says kosher on the meat. 3 days later, you discover that meat wasn't kosher. The store owner conned the rabbis, okay? But you ate that meat. Do you have to do tshuva? You say, Rabban Shalom, you told me I'm allowed to trust. I'm allowed to trust the rabbis. I'm allowed to trust the sign. I'm allowed to stress the authorization. I'm allowed to trust the two witnesses who said it's kosher. I didn't do anything wrong. But am I allowed to serve the meat because everyone else is allowed to trust the court and the two witnesses? No, I know the other way around. The question becomes a harsher question when you have meat that you know is kosher and your two neighbors decide they're going to do you in. So they walk into the court and they say, that meat is not kosher meat. And you say, yes, it is. And they say, no, we saw you bought it from the A&P. And you say, no, I didn't. I went to the kosher butcher and I bought it and it's kosher. And they say, no. Now, they're lying. But the court's going to believe them. So now, if you're in a private room and you ate it, it's between you and God. But if you're outside and you ate it and the court finds out, they're going to tax you. What are you doing eating non-kosher meat? And you'll say, but I'm right. No, you're not. There's a reality here, right? It's not even clear whether you'd be allowed to eat that meat. That depends on a few more details which we can't go into right now. It's actually, if you're learning Ksubos, towards the end of Ksubos, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses a scenario where a rabbi's wife was, he was a Kohen, and it wasn't clear what happened. The city was overtaken by soldiers, and the courts couldn't validate whether she was violated or not. And he said, I know she wasn't violated. So he knew. But a Kohen, if his wife is violated, even against her will, he can't continue being married to her.
Even if she said she wasn't violated, they didn't believe her.
So in that scenario, they lived in the same dead end, but they separated. But he knew she was permissible. So that's where it's discussed in Allah. How does that work? Isn't that a paradox? So I want to just summarize what we've discussed so far. We have a system. And within that system, there can be mistakes. And we relegate those mistakes to God. We say, you have to deal with it. We have to work with the system. Now you'll ask me, if I'm the 23rd judge on the court, and I think he deserves the death penalty, I'm supposed to vote what I believe is the truth. If I believe the halachic ruling is death penalty, then I have to give that ruling. Now you'll tell me, but he won't get the death penalty. I'll say, right, but God made that rule, not me. If God said that when we all think he deserves the death penalty, that means there's an intrinsic mistake in our judgment, so then that's what's going to happen now. I have to give the ruling in accordance with what I understand. And now if I'm wrong, well, then that's why the court is set up that way. Now you'll ask me, well, where does the truth lie? So I'll tell you, God gave us a Torah with that understanding built in, that we have to work with the system. If two people come and tell me this food is kosher, I'm allowed to eat it. You'll tell me it might not be kosher. That's okay. I did what I could. I did what the Torah wanted me to do. And the Torah allows us to live with that system. So you'll say in the scenario of Mukat Eitz, that where the woman comes in and if she would lie, then we would believe her. But when she tells the truth, we can't believe her. Right, that's the system. Sometimes when you tell the truth, I can't believe you. I have no way of validating whether it's the truth. If you'd be smart, you could outsmart me and then I'd believe you. That's true. That's true. But that's the way the system has to work. You'll tell me, isn't there unnecessary suffering here? And I'll say, I didn't make the system, God did. And there are points at which I say, it's his responsibility. I have to work with the system he gave me. And that's an important rule. And you'll tell me, well, did I achieve the truth? And I'll say, about that, we learned the seventh speech of the Ran on our Friday morning class. And the Ran has a whole long piece analyzing what does truth mean? And that we can't do here. Meaning that's the answer as far as approach, I hope I've given you. The answer in terms of defining truth and how the Torah can give me a system where I have to work with the system and its flexibility and lack thereof, and where is reality? Well, that's a long topic. But you're welcome to see the Ran, Drashot HaRan class.